and Snuffy did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Hello, and welcome back to Trenefits. Hello to all the Trenifers out there. That's sticking, right?
Yeah, what's up, Trenifers?
I'm reluctantly accepting Trenifers. You guys seem to really like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we've been throwing this around. What do we call the listeners of the show?
True.
What do we call this show as a Nicky name?
Didn't Greggy give us an official like fandom name?
What was it?
I don't remember the conclusion. They did a whole piece on it.
Did it start with Tren and end with Nifer?
I don't think so. I don't know. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Well, this is Trends with Benefits. We're back again for another week of trends out in the world. Specifically this week, these trends will be what's happening, trending right now on October 3rd, 2015 at 8:25 p.m. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Last time I had trouble getting the date and the... intros out, so let's get them done right now. What do you
say?
Let's
do it.
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Hello, hello, hello. And I'm here with a very special guest. We finally have her on the show. It's Andrea Tominguez.
I'm honored to be here. Thanks, guys. Why didn't you have me before?
We've asked you hundreds of times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You always have.
I haven't gotten those emails.
You always have a very specific excuse, like you have to wash your hair, or
right.
You have to...
rewash my hair.
Rewash right. Gabe's
Condition
hair.
Condition my hair.
Yeah. Andrea is a very talented designer, and her and Gabe have a company together.
Right, oh, guys? Yeah.
You want to plug your website?
Oh, yeah. Andrea and I do a company. We've been doing this company for a while. It's called Duck Brigade.
Yes, we do web design and development and other kinds of design. So if you ever need design, development, or just a friend to talk to, check out our website, duckbrigade.com.
And if you've ever seen our website, twb.cool, it was a Duck Brigade classic.
Mm,
people
yes.
love it.
Thanks. Yeah. Andrea is also my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I know we've had a few people calling in asking, does Gabe really have a girlfriend? now you know. She's real. She's here with us.
It's true.
Yep. She lives with us.
all of us.
She lives with all of us in the house from the movie Help.
Yes. True. Right by the Hollywood sign.
I'm excited to have you on.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on.
Andrea and I are partners in business as well as love.
That's what I tell people.
There's a lot of winking coming from Gabe.
Yeah.
Juicy winking.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I can't do it as well as you, July.
Don't do it, though.
All right. I won't wink.
Please don't wink.
And Andrea... do you keep up with the things that are trending out in the world?
Oh, I think I do. I'm on the internet a lot, so in that way, I keep up with the trends. But I don't think of myself as a trendy person.
Okay. Okay. So you're watching, but you're not running.
Yeah, not participating.
You're on the side of the marathon lines, cheering
yes.
people on. But
oh,
you're,
yeah.
You're not out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like. I'm passing out water and Gatorade. But I'm like, thanks, you guys. You guys are doing great.
Yeah, wonderful.
Good. Well, if you weren't aware, Agata knows a lot about the trends.
True.
She knows all about it, as though she were still a teenager.
I know.
I'm basically still a teenager.
July's got his nose in all of that kooky, crazy news. Like, he's like, he goes on the Google and just types in odd news, and that's what comes up.
And then I stick my big old sniffer into the internet and sniff out the good stuff.
You just Google every morning. You Google, what's weird today?
Yeah.
And I like tech news. So yeah, everything. Anything else we need to touch on in this intro segment?
I think we did it all. We can keep moving right along.
Hello, I am Robo Laura Hall.
What is wrong with you?
Do you have too many tabs open?
Probably.
That's always the problem. Too many tabs. Slowing her down.
Robo Laura Hall is here. She's our quote producer, unquote.
She's
a producer?
Yeah, she's a producer now.
Yeah, she does get a producer credit.
It happened in the last episode. Apparently, they told me in the last episode. I never signed up for it. But she is a producer, and she has a very long writer, as if she were some kind of famous movie star. She comes in here demanding stuff.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't, you know, we don't have to take her notes, but she does have the right to give them.
And mine goes straight to the shredder. I don't know about you guys. I don't care.
I am Robo Famous.
You're Robo Famous. Okay.
Also, I don't think that it's nice of you, Agata, to put them right into the shredder that's actually built into her body.
I have it set up so it's just a constant loop where it prints and then goes directly into the shredder of her.
That's my naughty shredder.
Yeah. Her naughty shredder, which is right above her butthole. Hey, I didn't design her. I'm just describing how her body works.
Asgata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Asgata may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Agata, board certified addiction medicine.
Andrea is the one who supplied that. What?
Really?
Behind the scenes info.
Oh, you were keeping it a secret this whole time.
I'm just like, just say what? Get to the mic.
It sounds great. Great what? Thank you so much.
This segment that you're in right now is called Ask Agata. It is a segment where listeners or non-listeners may write in to our website at twb.cool/ask. We'll take any kind of advice question at that website or on our call-in number, which is 432-AGATA-HI.
Hello.
You can also text that number. I don't say that often, but you can also text it and we'll get those questions.
And we'll get back to you as soon as we can. We have hundreds of submissions coming in weekly, so... It might take a little while, but...
Mm-hmm. Though some of them just end up in Robo Laura Hall's naughty shredder, but hopefully they'll come through as expected.
Yeah, so what do you got for me today, Robo Laura Hall?
This question is from Greggy.
Oh, Greggy, friend of the show. He was on. Great guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We love him here.
We do.
What is he asking about?
Dear Agata, I am writing to ask you a very important question, and that question is as follows. Do you, or people you know, in your experience, and I am just looking for your opinion, no research is necessary, but do you enjoy it, or do you think it's good when, or do you not like it when, people waste your time? Lol, got you so bad.
Oh, Greggy got us so bad.
What the fuck, Greggy? I thought we were podcast buddies. This is fucking disgusting. All right, next question. Next.
You can listen to Greggy's podcast.
Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. He doesn't deserve it. Bye.
There's an episode I'm on. It's pretty good.
Greggy, I hope your podcast explodes.
This question is from Burger Boy.
Burger Boy, huh? That's my kind of boy. One with burgers.
Dear Agata, what's the better burger mascot, Carl's Jr., Star Wars, or Mayor McCheese?
I think it said Carl's Jr. Star or Mayor McCheese. Who's the better burger mascot?
Who is Mayor McCheese?
Are you serious? Are you seriously asking me that?
I'm serious right now.
Because I had always assumed you were just like an expert in all things burger.
Oh, I am. I know everything. I love Mayor McCheese.
You know, you remember Mayor McCheese, the guy with the...
He's got a burger for a head.
Burger for a head and a big old mayor sash.
Yeah, he's the mascot of...
McDonald's.
The Golden Arches.
See, I only associate McDonald's with a Hamburglar.
Yeah, they had some sort of big fiction going on with them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had a world of stealing hamburgers.
True. And I was very much on the Hamburglar side, because where I come from, crime does pay, you know?
Where's that?
South Carolina.
Okay.
Now, the other one is the Star? Is that even a mascot?
Yeah.
Just because he has eyes and a mouth, he's a mascot?
Yeah, but I also think that the question asker, Burger Boy, he left out some burger mascots. Wendy,
mm-hmm.
right? The King from Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, whoa. That's not the best.
Right. Well, that's the weirdest.
Well, he's the king. He can't be the best.
True. He can't
Jack,
be double.
There's Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ronald McDonald is the burger mascot.
There's Jesus from In-N-Out.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I'm going to go with Wendy.
Because
I like to see a woman in a position of power, you know?
Andrea, do you have a burger mascot or a fast food mascot of any kind that speaks to you?
I wish there was a mascot that was maybe a squirrel or something, just like a cute furry little animal. Mm-hmm. But
like
maybe
the Taco Bell Chihuahua? No.
Maybe that's closest, but no, I want something more cuddly.
What about the Jollibee?
But yeah, there's a Jollibee. I was thinking there's this chain of gas stations in Texas called Bucky's, and their mascot is this little beaver, and he's very
cute. That sounds
cute. Yeah, and a lot of their merchandise in the store and like food and stuff is beaver themed. So, I mean, you can go with that, even though you've never heard of it.
Okay, I'll choose that as a mascot. Right. The beaver from...
Bucky Beaver.
Bucky Beaver. Perfect.
It's like the best gas station you'll ever go to, though. It has like anything you could ever want.
Just like the best gas.
Yeah.
Like anything?
Like snack-wise, you're fucking covered.
Snackwells?
I'm sure they have that. And then they also have jerky and stuff, like all different kinds of jerky. Like they have a little like cheese area, they have like a little bakery, anything you could want.
Do they have beaver jerky?
I hope not. That would be really weird. July, what about you?
Mascots. I like those two guys from Sonic. You know, the guys are always like, one guy's always enjoying Sonic and the other guy's like not into Sonic,
yeah.
But then by the end of the commercial, he gets it really into it.
Mm-hmm. He seems to have some sort of anxiety disorder.
yeah, for sure. What about the Noid?
Oh yeah, the Noid.
He's the anti-mascot.
Yeah. Why would you make your mascot something that like is really annoying on purpose?
I have no idea.
Reverse psychology, maybe?
I guess.
If I'm to say mine, the Burger King Kids Club. The guy with the laser glasses.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He speaks to you.
He does.
Laser glasses.
He's got like a visor. Like,
when was this from?
Glasses
like the guy from
that
X-Men?
Connect like that. Yeah, like a Cyclops glasses.
Okay.
It was just Cyclops.
It was just Cyclops.
Oh, okay.
He was out of work.
So if that answers your question about who the best burger mascot is, then great.
Nobody chose the Carl's Jr. Star or Mayor McCheese in this particular situation.
Yep. See you later, Burger Boy.
So if you have another burger-related question or a Texas-related question or a question about anything at all...
If you want to know the best burger, I'm just saying hypothetically. No one asked, but I'm just going to answer. Best fast food burger is Whataburger. No question.
They don't have those here. I've never had that.
You got to get you some Whataburger. Now I really sound Texan.
Do they say water?
You got to get you some
like Whataburger.
Some people do, yeah, if you have like a thick Texas accent. Whataburger.
Whataburger.
it is the best.
Turkey. I'm from Texas. Whataburger.
Great. Like, spot on.
People TripAdvisor app for humans lets you rate people whether they like it or not.
Right. So this is about people.
Peep. Like the English Easter candy peeps.
Right. Peep. So Andrea, I know you have been following this people thing very closely.
Yes.
Can you talk just a little bit about what it is?
Sure.
I think you're the expert.
So there's a couple people working on an app.
Is that people with two E's?
EO.
Okay.
So confusing.
We're still an EO.
One happens to be Canadian, one happens to be American, and they're supposed to launch this app next month.
One of them's Canadian?
Yes.
That's a disgrace to my people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And... they got media attention this week, and then the internet blew up about it. But the concept of the app is that it's like a Yelp for people. So you can review people in your life, mm-hmm. give them a star rating, quantify all the many beautiful or tragic or difficult interactions you've had with them into a star rating. And so the internet was really upset.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
I don't know how to feel about it, because I feel like on some level, like having somewhere to be like, this person is a disgusting predator or something would be a good thing to have, you know? Like,
I think that's just like a community.
Hmm.
Like a community shares like information about who the bad people are.
True, but what about when you move to a new city, you don't know anybody, and you meet someone, and then... you look them up and it says, like, this person will, like, lock you up in your basement.
One star.
Yeah, one star.
I wish I could give no stars on this thing.
like if it's just like, oh, this person is boring or this person sucks at golf or whatever. Like, I don't care about any of that.
What if those were, like, you were rating them on different things and it included, like, golf ability?
Most people need to know about that. One of the founders said that her impetus for doing this was that she was looking for a babysitter for her child and felt she couldn't get good, she needed more info than just interviewing people.
Interesting.
While most people would think, I'll make an app like rating babysitters. She decided that was too small picture.
Exactly. Rate humanity.
Rate humanity.
And there are like babysitter like apps and websites and stuff where you do rate your babysitter. So
it's true.
I don't know what need she's feeling other than that she's just like, oh, I'm going to rate everybody.
I mean, if she wants to find out about a certain babysitter, she could have hired a private detective to just like sleuth. Go into the babysitter's room, you know, check her out.
But do you guys think we're all just curious what our score would be? Because I definitely am.
I would like to be the first to say that I would give you all 5 stars.
Oh,
but
you.
On my review for Andrea, it would say, I wish I could give 6 stars on this thing.
Thanks.
Suck up much? what if you could only give out like 5 5-star reviews in your whole life? Like you were limited.
Oh.
I'd give one to Louie the dog.
Me too.
Wow.
He's such a good little boy.
Louis the dog.
He's not a people, though.
I consider him peoples.
He's a doog.
A doog.
Doog. You three.
Thank you. But you don't have to say that just because we're sitting here.
And Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Mm. Okay.
No one in your family.
Nah.
I would go Four Boys of One Direction and Zayn Malik.
Oh.
So okay. One Direction.
He's not in One Direction anymore.
The original.
The original, yeah.
Yeah.
Gabe? Same?
No. Mine would be Andrea, and then George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
Wait a minute. You can rate
Theodore Roosevelt.
I didn't know this.
Thomas Jefferson, a.k.a. Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Impressive that you remembered all this. Andrea, what about you?
Mm. Who I'd give 5 stars to?
Mm-hmm.
Louis the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, definitely. I'm trying to think of other people who would get a 5 star.
Well, you know, there's just a couple
it's more.
It's hard. You get a couple more spots, a couple more people.
Mm. I mean, I can think of a lot of, like, 3 stars, just like middle of the road. Oh, well, you guys. And then me. So that's 5.
Classic. Yeah. Should have put myself on me and taken off Louis
Yeah,
Tomlinson.
What were you guys thinking? You got to give yourself 5 stars.
True.
What is fubbing, and is it ruining your relationships?
Whoa, I didn't even hear what that word was.
Fubbing.
Fubbing?
Ooh,
it sounds fubbing. Scandalous and
what
disgusting.
Oh, I'm excited to hear what it is.
Okay, so fubbing is the act of you're interacting with another person, and you bring out your phone, and then start being on your phone while you're like in the middle of a conversation you're having with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ruining your relationship with that person?
Oh, is it something you're doing on purpose to, like, shut them out? Or is it just something you do subconsciously because you're used to looking at your phone?
Subconsciously.
I mean, I guess, first of all, the name, I don't know about this name.
Yeah, I thought it was sexual, like rubbing up on someone, rubbing your butt on someone, fubbing.
Well, yeah. The definition is, it's like, you're cheating on your friends with your phone. So, it could be sexual.
Mm-hmm. I think it's not. I think it's rude for sure if you're in a conversation with somebody, but I don't know. I mean, if it's like my friend, then I know it's not like meant as an insult, I guess. But if it's like, if it's a total stranger or someone I just met, then I would never like do that.
It's a power play, definitely. Yeah. Like I was reading that bosses take out their phone and check their phone with their subordinates many, many, many times more than a subordinate would take out their phone in front of their boss. So if you're watching two people talking and one person takes out their phone, it's kind of like they're the boss of
like
the relationship.
Status, yeah,
it's a status thing.
Interesting.
That's interesting. I think that I do feel myself kind of going for the phone subconsciously more than I'd like to. And I think that in general probably isn't good for relationships in general.
True,
because
it's
the
like
question.
It's like the like initial when you're like uncomfortable just because it's like, oh, I don't know this person or whatever, then your brain kind of goes to like, well, be busy doing something. And I know, I mean, I try not to do it in front of people I don't know because it's just like rude, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I still do it more than I would like to.
What does the internet think about fubbing?
Well, consensus from this anonymous website says that it's 90% of Americans are guilty of this, and apparently a lot of relationships just end because of it.
Like now, 90% of relationships, probably?
Yeah, like, and they're trying to, through experiments I did of having two people go in a room and have them talk for 10 minutes. And have their phones on the table. They wanted to see, like, how long it would take either the person to just look at their phone, and a lot of the time one of the people in the room, it would take less than 4 minutes for them to look at their phone.
Mm.
And these are all people that knew each other.
That's crazy. Do you think that that's something that's just going to happen more and more as mm-hmm. like the generations that were born with cell phones in their hands?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think like now with Snapchat, it's even more so, like just filming so many moments of their lives every day. And right. it'll only get more and more until it's like that Black Mirror episode. Have you guys seen it?
In the eye? With the cameras in the eye?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. yeah. That's that. I was thinking of the other one where it's just like that lady is like running around. She doesn't know why she's being like chased. And then everyone's just filming everything.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was, I remember that one, sort of.
Yeah. About a week from now, all our lives are just going to be a Black Mirror episode.
yeah. It does feel like right around the corner.
Right. Just right on the precipice of
well,
that.
Well, one thing already came true from that.
Right.
Show.
True. The pig fucker.
Right.
Yeah. That's so fucking crazy that was true.
Life is just imitating that show in like episode order.
Yeah, true. But they're about to have a second season. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, I think they're going to Netflix.
True. Can't wait.
I do think with phone checking,
fubbing.
Fubbing.
Yeah, please. Pardon. Phone snubbing to be.
Oh, phone snubbing.
Is it fubbing spelled with a PH?
Yes.
Okay.
Fubbing. I was embarrassed to admit that I didn't know where that word came from. So with phones, okay, I do think it's nice to have an actual conversation with someone and engage with them. However, I do also think that people are unnecessarily afraid of technology a lot and how it affects relationships. And, you know, once we get used to everyone checking their phone in conversations, then we'll be upset that they're Google Glassing us or whatever the next thing. But, like, people were
not
worried.
That, probably.
people were worried about books becoming like the everyone just being obsessed with books.
That's
and
true.
Not having conversations.
That's good.
There was a dark period of my life where I was
reading too much,
bubbing people with books.
Is this true?
Yeah, July.
Wow.
July used to do some hardcore bubbing.
Mm-hmm. Look, I was a college student up in UC Santa Cruz. I was a hardcore bubber, and I'm not going to apologize for it. It was a dark period of my life.
He would just pull out giant hardback books from his bag when he got bored of a conversation.
And he'd put them right over his face. Yeah.
And it was, honestly, it was kind of rude.
I'm glad you don't bub anymore, July.
No, yeah. I'm off. I'm better.
That gives me chills just thinking about having a conversation with you like that.
Well, at least the people I talked to got a nice look at the Diary of the Wimpy Kid series.
Just the cover of it.
You just read that over and over?
Well, it's a whole series, so they got to see a lot of stick figure drawings.
Man named Santa Claus runs for office in Alaska's North Pole.
Okay. So, Robolora Hall is saying that a man named Santa Claus is running for mayor of the North Pole in Alaska?
In the tiny Alaska town of North Pole.
Oh.
Okay.
So not in the actual North Pole?
No.
Okay.
And this guy's name is legally Santa Claus.
And it was before, like it has been his whole life?
Yes, according to Yahoo News.
The most trustworthy news source. Okay. Well, I think it's, do you guys, I don't want to be the one to say it, but do you guys think it's the real Santa Claus?
Mm. I mean, obviously.
I assumed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so where does he stand on the issues is where what, is issues? What I have to
what
know.
What issues do they have in Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
How much blubber is going to go around town?
Mm-hmm. The blubber market,
yeah,
for sure.
How cold igloos are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
How many penguins are they going to slaughter?
Slaughter? Why?
For, zero,
for
I hope.
For warmth.
For warmth?
What?
You don't slaughter Santa penguins Claus. For warmth?
I mean, this is all in Santa Claus's agenda.
Oh, okay. You're reading it from the article. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're reading it from his campaign website.
How does he feel about gay marriage?
He thinks gay marriage is a bunch of ho ho ho.
I don't know if I agree with that.
What does he think about what's happening in Syria right now?
He thinks it's a bunch of ho-ho hoopla. Look, I'm just reading what it's...
Who's he running against?
Says this the other person running is named Jacqueline Frost.
Oh, great.
Do we all get to vote in this election, or how does this work?
Well, we don't live there, so we can only do write-in votes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a couple forms out. Make sure we get Klaus in power.
Vote Klaus. Great trend.
Yeah, that's it.
# National Mean Girls Day.
Oh, yeah, I saw this all over the internet today. It's really kind of annoying. I wanted to delete everyone I saw who posted it.
I don't know about this.
You guys have seen Mean Girls, right?
Sure.
A long time ago.
I mean, it came out in 2003, so that's a long time. There's a line in the movie where Lindsay Lohan has a crush on a boy and...
Played by Tim Meadows.
No, close though. The other boy.
Okay.
And at some point he turns around and he says, "What day is it?" And she says, "It's October 3rd." And every year on October 3rd, every boring person in the world posts it as if it was something cool or interesting. And I probably saw, like, I'm not joking, I probably saw 30 people post it today on Facebook and Twitter.
So it's just mentioned in the movie as a date?
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, that's all it is. It's not a part of the plot at all. It's just like, he asks her what day it is, and she answers.
It's a classic Tina Fey joke.
How so?
She always uses October 3rd in all of her sketch writing.
Is that true? Or are you lying?
It's true.
I don't know if I believe you, July.
Think about it.
Okay, I'm thinking.
What was her weekend update sign-off?
She said it's October 3rd. Bye.
Yeah.
Every week.
Hello, I am Tian Fei. Hello, this is October 3rd. Goodbye.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, so it's just like an inside joke with Tina Fey.
Sure. So what do people post about it? Do they post...
They literally just post the screen caps of, like, what day is it? It's October 3rd. And then they put Happy Mean Girls Day.
It reminds me of May the 4th Be With You.
Exactly. It's exactly like that. To me, equally annoying.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know that in a few weeks is Back to the Future Day.
Yes.
Do you guys know about this?
Yeah. And they're doing, like, they're doing screenings at Cinespia and at, like...
In Back to the Future 2, they go to the future to October, I think, 21st, 2015.
Wow.
So we've reached the actual date. So you can watch the movie and compare it with real life and see how close.
See if our hoverboards got close to their hoverboards.
Mm-hmm.
They do have those annoying rollery things everyone's using now.
I was thinking about that too.
There's just like hoverboards.
Very similar.
They have hoverboards too, though. I think like Lexus made one or somebody like that.
LexusNexus?
Yeah, LexusNexus in a partnership with Lycos got together to come up with hoverboards.
Well, I've never seen anyone on one.
Do you think there's a movie associated with every day of the year?
Hmm.
You know what? That's interesting.
If so, we should make a calendar. Movie year.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where I, July, reads a comic strip from the funny pages of the newspaper. Now, since our wonderful guest Andrew is here, you get to choose what I read today. Now, do you have any favorite comic strip?
I have just open-ended. Favorite ever? I mean...
Sure, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think of Far Side, Calvin and Hobbes.
What about like
ones Apartment you like? 3G? Have you guys ever done an apartment 3G?
No, I don't think we have. I think that's the one we should do.
Do that.
Because good ones like
Rex
Calvin
Morgan
and Hobbes.
MD is another good one, but I like Apartment 3G best.
Okay.
I love their outfits. Can you describe their outfits in great detail?
Yes.
July is the full name. Don't trust the bee in apartment 3G.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got a two-paneler.
Ooh. Ooh la la.
For apartment 3G. Co-written by Frank Boyle and Margaret Shulock.
Nice.
Looks like... we're in a big city. We're outside. We're outside a big building. There's a man and a woman. Wait, first of all, do you have any background on the characters of the comic strip?
Sure, I can give my general impression. Mm-hmm. It's three women living in New York. You always want them to make out with each other, but they never do. Okay. And
like every comic.
The comic's been written since probably the 60s, mm-hmm. and the women never change their outfits or their hairdos, and sometimes they'll draw them having a conversation outside, but then in the next panel they're inside, and then in the next panel they're outside, and it's like sometimes I think they're just in some alternate universe. So that's the...
Okay.
Inside or outside?
So I got the big city part, right?
Mm-hmm. New York?
Big Apple.
All right, so one of the female leads of this comic strip is talking to a distinguished gentleman.
Okay.
She has short blonde hair up to her shoulders. She has some bangs. She has a pink blazer on with a turtleneck, a gray turtleneck. The man is wearing a blue blazer with a light blue button-up, and he has like a short haircut, his hair color is gray. They're both white. She says, "Our hospital staff is the best in the city, but... some things are more important, Eric."
Okay, so this guy's name is Eric.
Mm-hmm.
She works at the hospital.
Wait, yeah. She says some things are more important, Eric?
Yeah.
She's talking to Eric.
Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. a comma after important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Now he says, "Go on, Tommy."
That's Tommy.
Oh, it's Tommy. Yeah. She's okay. One of the three women.
Yeah.
Okay. "I definitely want these two to kiss."
Yeah, the pressure for them to kiss is still in every strip.
Yeah, I should say they're like really close to each other when they're talking. Like
their lips are brushing.
Like, yeah, his lips are like above her nose.
Okay.
Okay, next panel. Close up.
Wait a minute. Isn't this the final panel?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Do you guys want to guess what happens in the next panel?
I've never seen a two-panel apartment 3G. They're usually like 500 panels of nothingness.
Great. I'm going to guess they start kissing.
Oh, good guess.
Wait, can you say exactly what she said again?
Yes, she says, Our hospital staff is the best in the city, but some things are more important, Eric.
Right.
And what does he say again?
Go on, Tommy.
Okay. My guess is that she's going to go on and she's going to talk about how, you know, like relationships are more important, like being with like an Eric or something, and then they'll kiss.
Wait, no, that was my guess.
Mine's more specific.
If they kiss, I win.
Andrew?
Our hospital staff is the best in the city, but some things are more important, Eric.
Yeah, what could be more important? I'm sure she's going to speak on that.
Right.
I think she's kind of insulting her staff, right?
Right. I mean,
oh.
What could be more important than that? Yeah. Well, I'm always saying, what's the most important thing? Hospital staff in a city.
Yeah.
Being the best in a city. Yeah. There is nothing more important. I say to Gabe, we have a great relationship. I love you a lot. But the most important thing is the great hospital staff in this city. So it's hard for me to even conceive of what it could be.
Yeah,
really.
You know what? I'm going to take back my five-star reviews for people and just give them to all the hospital staff.
Good point. Good point.
Because they're the best in the city.
Okay, so, but I'll guess. So not the hospital staff, but... What about those volunteer hospital dogs who come in and people can pet them? So it's not the staff. Some things are more important. The hospital dogs.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Good guess.
And then the kiss.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Second panel / final panel. It's zoomed in. They're still outside. Now... Tommy has like a worried face on, whereas Eric still has his nonplussed face on. Tommy says, "Tonight, stay in Margot's room. Watch her like a hawk and don't get in the doctor's way." Eric says, "Thank you, Tommy. And remember, we don't give up." No kissing. Sorry.
No kissing.
What? So there's a lot of plot going on that we're not privy
apparently.
To.
We're okay.
But apparently, they might have a child together whose name is Margot.
Oh, Margot's one of the three women living in the apartment. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
What's the third one?
Wait a minute.
Tommy, Margot, and the other one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she's asking Eric to stay in Margot's room to watch her like a hawk.
Margot's the bitchy one.
Okay.
Okay, so he needs to become a hawk and watch the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he's going to stay in her room and watch her while she sleeps?
In the hospital room.
Oh, hospital room.
So she must have gotten in an accident of some sort.
So what's more important than the hospital stuff? We still don't know.
So confusing.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe kissing?
Oh, maybe it's just like a setup for next week's kissing.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, how does anybody keep up with these? Like, I don't understand. Who's? I mean, there's obviously still people reading comics, but like, who is like keeping track of all this plot, you know?
I don't know.
To where it doesn't even make sense to us if we don't know everything.
Right. Yeah, they just dropped us into the story.
Yeah.
And then we hear four lines of totally confusing dialogue, and then we just get pulled out of the story.
Are you ready for a hoedown?
Yeah, so we've reached the part of our show where we do a hoedown about something that we discussed in the show. Andrea, we never force our guests to participate, but you're welcome to.
Thank you.
Would you like to?
Sure, I'll participate. I don't know. I'll see what happens.
Okay. And what should we do the hoedown on?
Ratings.
Ratings?
Oh.
Okay. Ratings.
Yeah, rating.
What?
Yeah, rating.
I think she's trying to say, yes, ratings.
Like ratings, like Yelp ratings mm-hmm. or people ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good open-ended suggestion to do a hoedown about.
Cool. So we are going to participate in a traditional hoedown in the style of Whose Line Is It Anyway? With accompaniment by Robo Laura Hall on piano about ratings.
Let me just close my naughty shredder.
Okay, go ahead. Take your time.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, we're just waiting on you. We have all the time in the
world. Anytime you're ready.
Okay.
Did you have to do that in the middle of the show?
Okay, done.
Great.
Well, I like to go on Yelp and look at other people's ratings. I like to see what other people are think is great in the world for me. I like to be observers and I don't want to pee.
Well, I went out for lunch and I got me a sub. I filled it up high with lots and lots of grub. I ate it, and then I realized there was a cockroach on the inside. I left him a 3-star review because I'm nice.
Ratings, ratings, ratings. They are fun to give. Doot, doot, doot. They sure do make me live. Stars, 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 stars. Be nice to me or you'll only get 1 star.
I like to rate the people that I meet each day. Hey, this guy's not so good, this guy's really great. Hey, you give me rubs. And I don't like it when you give me fubs.
Give me fubs.
All right. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. Hoedown, which is one of our most popular segments.
I have to say, I had a really good time. I did have an out-of-body experience when I did the hoedown. So I'm just now coming back into my body.
It's okay.
I don't know how you guys do it every week.
I know, right?
Week in, week out, rain or shine. The hoedown gets out there.
It does, and I saw there we had an iTunes review that specifically requested more hoedown, so we gotta keep them.
You guys can do a special ep with just hoedowns.
Oh, wow, that's coming for Christmas.
Yeah, that's good.
Trennifers.
Only if you all ask Santa Claus for it.
Yeah, vote Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Well, I will say that while Agata, July, and myself do these hoedowns every week, yours was not any better or worse than ours.
So you give it 3 stars.
I will give all of our hoedowns 3 stars.
That's generous.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's good.
I give myself 0 stars every week.
You can't give 0 stars.
Don't tell
One
me
One is the least amount of stars you're able to give.
I give myself a Carl's Jr. star.
Andrea, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On our show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. This was really fun.
We're glad it finally happened. It was only a matter of time.
Right. It's been great.
We're always in your home interrupting you while you're doing important stuff so that we can film this stupid show.
Yeah.
Have we been filming? Oh, my God.
Yes, we've been filming it all the time.
Yeah.
All part of a glorious documentary that I'm shooting for PBS.
What's it called?
It's called... Podcast story of a fledgling podcast.
The podcast is in the title twice. No one thought that just seemed repetitive.
PBS does keep giving me that note, but I'm fighting to keep the title that I want. Do you have anything you want to plug or, you know, draw attention to?
Draw attention to or plug? Well, A few things I can think of. One, I'm reading this really interesting medical illustration book where there's lots of pustules. So I'm plugging that library book. I really like the TV show Mr. Robot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, so I heard it was good.
I'm plugging that show. And then I'll plug our dog, Louie, which sounds horrible. Don't plug him up. but he's a great dog and deserves a plug. So check him out when he's on his walks. You can give him a pet.
He's very cute. Very cute.
Agata, do you have a plug?
I'm going to plug... I got two plugs. One plug, I just started watching Survivor. This is my first time ever watching it. And... it's amazing. It's so much better than Big Brother. So if I ever plug that before, just ignore it because that sucked. But Survivor is great. I mean, they're building like hammocks and stuff like out of nothing. Can you imagine?
Nothing. It sounds like magic.
Yeah.
Sorcery.
Yeah. And then my second plug is just going to be for Louis the dog. He's a great dog.
Guys, stop plugging the dog.
Don't tell us what to do.
July, do you have any plugs?
I don't, but I think... Robo Loraha has the plug.
Okay. What's her plug?
I want to plug F Society.
Oh, wow.
That's a Mr. Robot reference.
Oh.
Inside joke.
Oh, Robo Loraha loves Mr. Robot.
Right. Why wouldn't
she? Did you guys all watch did you all watch Mr. Robot without me?
Well, Andrea and I have been watching it together. Yeah. I think July watched it on his own. What about you?
I watch all robot shows.
Anything with robots, he watches.
You watch Small Wonder?
Okay. What about number 5? What was that?
Oh, Johnny. Short Circuit? That's not a show.
Did you watch Short Circuit?
Johnny 5 is my cousin.
Oh, so Chappie is your cousin and Johnny 5 is your cousin.
Oh, right.
This is all,
all related?
So Chappie and Johnny 5 are cousins?
Why are you always so offended when we ask you if you're related to other robots, then, if you are all related?
Shut up.
What about Vicky from Small Wonder? Are you related to her?
You shut up.
No, she.
No, she.
Is a good friend.
All right, let's wrap this up.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. We're, trying to do more episodes and come out more often so that, we can really...
get famous from this, which is the end goal,
Are you trying to get famous from this?
That was the goal. Why else are we doing this?
That was the goal.
I'm trying to keep our listener numbers down.
Why?
I like quality, not quantity.
Hey, one of our episodes got past 666.
Ooh. Okay, and so if you have an iTunes review, we graciously accept those. Everyone who's written one has been... really nice so far, so we really appreciate those
iTunes reviews. Write more.
And you can ask us, ask Agata questions. You can email the show at hey@twb.cool. And we'll be back again with you soon.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.